Canceling Phase 2 of the Cabin Creek Pipeline repairs will not be free. According to Public Works Director Carl Hagerman, the contractor, Miller Construction, has quoted a price of $134,000 to cover its costs and walk away from the rest of the project.
That number was a little higher than what I thought it should be. We're still kind of talking to Miller Construction to see if we can get that lower down a little bit, but that shows you how far they were down the road to getting Phase 2 done. They had a lot of stuff in the works.
However, even with that cost, Hagerman said the city would ultimately save at least $235,000 by ending the repair work now. That includes savings on the additional labor, materials, and engineering to do the work required for Phase 2.
Another thing to consider is if we did move forward with Phase 2, Phase 1 had substantial change orders, a 13% change order rate on a project or a portion of the project that we thought was going to be fairly straightforward and simple is pretty high. And Phase 2 is a more complex, difficult endeavor, and I would think that we would probably see change orders in that operation as well. So, as I said, I think $235,000 is the minimum that we would save.
Hagerman estimated the total cost of repairs without the second phase at roughly $1.1 million. With the second phase, he estimated repairs could exceed $1.3 million. Contractors completed the Phase 1 work this summer. They replaced collapsed pipe sections, installed new air relief valves, and lowered some high points on the line. They also scrubbed the pipe clean with a device called a pig. Earlier this month, Hagerman told the council that the work resulted in a flow of 3.95 million gallons a day to the water treatment plant, just about hitting the target of 4 million gallons. Phase 2 of the project called for the addition of a second intake pipe at the dam. That was a fix aimed at increasing the volume of water coming into the pipeline and an attempt to insure against negative pressure problems that had collapsed some segments of the polyethylene pipe. Monday night, Hagerman reiterated his belief that the additional work and expense was unnecessary.
As I recommended to the council last meeting, I stay with my recommendation that we should eliminate Phase 2. The project is working. The pipeline is in good shape and giving us the flow that we need. And I think this is an opportunity to save $235,000 or more to the taxpayers. So that's my recommendation.
Only Mayor Al Dwyer and three of the councilors were present Monday night, including Ed Sarf, Rick Braun, and Lee Corio. In past meetings, Corio had been a strong proponent of the Phase 2 work, arguing it was a more complete solution, but he did not object to Hagerman's recommendation Monday night. With no debate, Corio joined the other two councilors and the mayor in voting to eliminate the additional work. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.